Hello, welcome to 10 Minute Grammar. I'm Donna Riche, Language Arts Lady, your hostess for this brand new podcast / videocast, because you can listen to it on YouTube as well, about grammar, writing, language arts, vocabulary, spelling, reading, all things related to language arts. So this is the very first episode, and it happens to be the first episode in a series that I will be doing for several weeks called the Speech Parts of Speech Order Series. So what that means is that we are going to delve in to the parts of speech and talk about not only how they can be taught, some short tips here and there about that, and what parts of speech are, but also what is an ideal order or a more advantageous order in which to teach the parts of speech. So without further ado, I bring you episode number one, introducing the parts of speech order. All right, so when you talk about the parts of speech and you think about parts of speech, you hear all kinds of things. You hear the 8 parts of speech, you hear the 10 parts of speech, you hear the 12, you hear the 13. And so, as far as the exact number of parts of speech that there are, that is up for debate. And grammarians the world over will disagree and continue to disagree for a long time. So I have narrowed it down to 10 parts of speech, with the 8 basic parts of speech, and also with the 2 additional ones that we often maybe do not always hear. All right, so I'm putting on my screen, if you are watching this on YouTube or at the Language Arts Lady blog, or if you are watching this at Instagram, I'm putting on my screen the 10 parts of speech poster that is free at my Teachers Pay Teacher store. I will have this on the screen all the time during this series, but if you could grab your own and print it off and have it in front of you during the series, that would be ideal, because then you can listen if you want rather than watch. Of course, you can just listen, you know, without a visual as well if you'd prefer. All right, so the 10 parts of speech that we are going to be looking at during this series are traditional ones like articles / noun markers, the, N-A, the, nouns in our sample sentence, cat, adjectives in our sample sentence, sneaky, the sneaky cat, verbs in our sample sentence, the sneaky cat climbs, adverbs, the sneaky cat easily climbs, pronouns, the sneaky cat easily climbs, he uses his claws, 2 sentences there, prepositions, the sneaky cat easily climbs, he uses his claws on the tree, interjection, yes, the sneaky cat easily climbs. He uses his claws on the tree. And then 2 additional ones that are sometimes included and sometimes not. Almost always coordinated conjunctions will fall in one of the lists. Maybe interjections will not be included, but coordinated conjunctions will be. But in this case, it is our number 9 here. Yes, the sneaky cat easily climbs and he uses his claws on the tree. And then the last one is a determiner. I'm going to have a lot to say about those determiners, because it feels to me like a lot of times textbooks and grammarians, they'll just say, okay, well, let's just put all of these things all together and call them determiners, when they really fall someplace else in the part of speech series that might make more sense for students. But let's not get ahead of ourselves here. A determiner is something that tells which one rather than what kind. So it's basically an adjective that tells which one, the one sneaky cat, for example. So anyway, without further ado, I want to talk today about the parts of speech order theory. So why do we choose the order that we choose? And does it make a difference at all what order in which we teach the parts of speech? So I'm just going to give you in this episode some theories that I have, some tips that I have for why I think that this order that I put here in this free poster pack, why I feel that it is advantageous. And then each week we will introduce one of the parts of speech and discuss why it's in the position that it's in, as well as give some teaching tips for that part of speech. All right, so first of all, the most important thing that I feel about parts of speech in any grammar really is that grammar is for speaking and writing. I've talked about this a lot in my blog posts throughout the years and when I've spoken at different places, and that is that phonics is for reading and spelling, and grammar is for speaking and writing. And so one of the most important things to me about grammar, and you'll see this throughout all of my content, one of the most important things is that we always relate grammar to writing. That is that grammar should not be taught as a separate subject. It should be woven in to writing. And that is why I'm so adamant about using my checklist challenge product, and actually with every writing book that I've written, over 100 books totaling 50,000 pages, nearly every writing project has the checklist challenge because it is the application of grammar. So with that in mind, one of my first prerequisites for the parts of speech order is that we go in an order that aids in sentence building. That is, will the order that we are teaching parts of speech build up to sentence building? Will it lead to sentence building rather quickly? And so with that, you know, we could learn prepositions first, because I could teach my students 100 prepositions in the first month with my preposition methods and products. Or, you know, we could say, well, describers are easy, or we could say, well, there are 6 interjections. Let's just teach those 6 interjections. However, those things fall down later in the parts of speech order because they are not the main prerequisites for sentence building. So I like to go in an order that aids in sentence building. If you look on the chart, or even just if you listen to the first 4, we're going to do articles first, nouns next, adjectives next, and then verbs. After the first 4 parts of speech, the student is already writing sentences. Technically, we wouldn't even have to do noun markers first, but I'll get to that in just a minute, because we could just say we wouldn't have to do adjectives either. We could just say Joe ran, right? But I'll get to that in just a second. But the point is that those 4 will build sentences. Students can build sentences from those almost immediately. Next, put the parts of speech that go with each other close to each other in the learning process. So that is why we start with noun markers / articles. Well, that's a couple of reasons. First of all, there are only 3 of them, so they're easy to learn right off the bat. And secondly, they mark a noun. They tell us that a noun is coming, so they go with nouns. Adjectives describe nouns, so I'm going to have the adjectives follow the noun because they will describe nouns. It doesn't make sense to teach an adjective before a student learns a noun, right? Because adjectives describe nouns. And lastly, try not to teach something that is used to modify, describe, or replace a part of speech before that part of speech is taught. So again, we're not going to learn adjectives first because they describe nouns. So the nouns come before the adjectives. We are not going to learn adverbs before verbs because they describe verbs. Even further down, we are not going to learn pronouns before nouns because pronouns are for nouns. They take the place of nouns. And you can even go one step further with this and say that we're not going to learn prepositions separately before nouns because and pronouns because those are objects of prepositions, nouns and pronouns. So with these 3 things in mind, that we go in an order that aids in sentence building, we put the parts of speech close to each other that belong close to each other because of their use. And we do not put something ahead of something that it's going to modify or describe if that item has not been taught yet. Thank you so much for joining me in this first episode of 10 Minute Grammar. Next week, we are going to dig right into noun markers, right into articles. And I hope that this will help you in your teaching, whether you are a teacher, a parent, a teaching parent. I hope that this helps you in your teaching this fall of grammar and the parts of speech. Thanks a lot for joining me.